All right. I know it's hot and steamy outside now, but think about Alaska. And by the way, it's minus 45 degrees in Antarctica right now. So there's a cool place to go to. Kurt Vollmann is here in studio with me. That's nice for a change.
Hey, Don Rosen.
Hey, this is old times.
It is old times.
Here we are. A little older. A little
ickier. A lot less hair.
Yeah. Well, I still got
you still have some.
Yeah, man. I got them. When selling, I think you got enough here. Anyway, so Kurt is going to Alaska with Victoria, his lovely wife, lovely lady, and they would like you to accompany them to Alaska. Would you give us the whole rundown on
this? So let me tell you how this all started. About 3 years ago, Victoria says to me, you know, someday I'd like to go on an Alaskan cruise. I said, perfect, let's do it. So my travel agent friend, Susan, is an old high school friend of mine. And so I called her and I said, Victoria wants to go on an Alaskan cruise. Can you help us out? And she said, sure, of course. So she starts setting it up for us. And then pretty soon, I can't remember if I came up with the idea or Victoria did, but we said, oh, let's take our grown kids and their significant others, too. So Susan set this all up for us, my travel agent. And we went on this Alaskan cruise. Start in Seattle. It's an Inside Passage cruise, so you kind of go up the West Coast there. And Seattle, Ketchikan, Dawes Glacier, Juneau, Skagway, and then on your way back, you hit Victoria, British Columbia. And then you end in Seattle again. So we did this cruise. This was 2 years ago, 2024. And we get off the cruise, and Victoria and I say to each other, you know what? We loved that so much. We would do that exact same itinerary all over again and just do different things when you go to the different ports of call. But you can't take a bad picture when you're in Alaska. I mean, it's so beautiful there. So anyway, we said we would do that exact same itinerary again. So guess what? We are the exact same itinerary as we did 2 years ago. Different cruise line this time. But the exact same itinerary. And this time we've got discounted cabins, discounted fares, and we're inviting everybody to come with us. So anybody listening this morning, you're in your car, you're on your way to work, you're at home now making breakfast, whatever it is, you're saying to yourself, oh, I've always wanted to go to Alaska. Well, here's your chance. We've got discounted fares. We're going in June of next year aboard the Celebrity Edge, and the same itinerary, start in Seattle, end in Seattle, and then you have all the Inside Passage ports of call along the way. And I can't tell you. I mean, you've done Alaska before.
Twice.
And like I said, you cannot take a bad picture. You're going to see bald eagles. You're going to see brown bears. You're going to see sea lions.
Well, we took a picture in front of the sign that said, Welcome to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And I remember I brought it back, and one of the people here at the station said, well, you don't see that sign too often, do you?
No, you don't. So this is, for a lot of people, this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And like I said, we've got discounted fares on a variety of different cabins. You can either get an ocean view cabin where there's a window, or you can get a veranda where you can sit out on the balcony and have your cup of coffee in the morning and watch the glaciers go by.
Them melt.
Well, there is that. Yeah, I heard you talking earlier this morning about this, and you said, well, it won't be steamy there in Alaska. But when we were there 2 years ago, the day we were in Juneau, it was 80 degrees. And earlier that day, we were at Dawes Glacier, and we've got pictures of us with winter coats and hats on. And then just a few hours later, we're in Juneau. It's 80 degrees.
Well, I thought one of the most sobering parts were when the ship said we're pulling into Glacier Bay, and this ship couldn't have been here 20 years ago, but we're here now because the glacier's melting. And they shut the ship's engines off, and we just listened to quiet, and there was a narrator over the speaker system.
Yeah, they had like naturalists on board.
Right, the naturalists, right. Yeah. And he was telling us all about what we're looking at, but they shut the ship off, and it was dead quiet. Everybody was on deck, and you're listening to this naturalist. They bring him aboard the ship on a boat to talk to us, and it was sobering to sit there and watch nature just melting in front of your face. So, I mean, the way they run these cruises are, it's not just get you there and feed you, it's they show you a bit of history.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you talk about Glacier Bay. I know a lot of the ships go in there and they do a 360
of
the ship so that everybody, no matter which side of the ship you're sitting on or standing on, you can see everything because they do a 360 with those ships. It's amazing.
And the ship, life aboard a cruise ship, it's like the Bellagio on the water.
Yeah, and I haven't been on this particular ship before, or even this particular cruise line before. Celebrity.
What is it?
A Celebrity. Oh, it's a Celebrity Edge. And I was looking at pictures of this Celebrity Edge. I mean, talk about sophisticated. I mean, the first cruise, I've been on, I think, 6 cruises. The first cruise we went on was our honeymoon cruise. We were 22, and it was on Carnival, and we enjoyed it, but it was a younger crowd, a lot of neon on the ship and that sort of thing, a lot of dancing and loud music and stuff. This is not that. This is a little more sophisticated. There's entertainment. You mentioned the food. These fares, I mean, you could get on the ship and not have to pay another dime once you're on the ship. You can get 5 meals a day if you want.
It's cashless. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cashless. And your fare can include all of your meals and everything. These discounted fares that Susan has gotten for us also include the drink package, because, you know, you have to pay extra for not even just alcohol, but for sodas and
excursions,
cappuccinos, yeah, and that sort of thing. Yeah. The fare she has includes the drink package. It includes the Wi-Fi. Excursions are extra, of course, yeah, if you want to go, off the ship at each port of call, you're on your own there. But pretty much everything else the fare includes. So,
you know, when you go to like Skagway, and you have to think about the gold miners that, yep, were up there. How did they do it? They didn't have a cruise ship.
They had, there was, by law, there was a list of items that you had to, yeah, secure, whatever kind of food, you know, tools, drink, whatever. If you were going to do the gold rush over these mountains, you had to prove that you had all of the necessary supplies before they would let you do this. And now you just get on the train. By the way, if you're going to go to this, you got to do that train.
I was on the train trip.
You got to do that train. We it is train. Amazing.
Yeah. And you get to go to the glacier, the Mendenhall Glacier.
Yeah, Mendenhall Glacier in Juneau. This particular itinerary includes the Dawes Glacier, which you take a smaller boat right up to the glacier. You see it calving, you know, with the ice going into the ocean.
And it's really interesting because the ice is blue.
Yes. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It's blue ice. It's not like you would. It's not like drink ice.
And when we went on, when we went to the Dawes Glacier, they took glacier ice out of the water. And they served it, they chopped it up, and they served the ice in your drinks then aboard this little boat. So you got to drink the glacier ice. It's so clean.
A little boat.
Yeah, the little boat. Well, you get off the big ship, yeah, and you get on a smaller boat, and you go right up to the Dawes Glacier.
And I've been on 13 cruises, and the ships have changed dramatically since I was on them. And now they're just bigger, and they have more people on them. And there's always something to do, even when the ship is traveling.
Oh, yeah.
There's cruise directors on there.
Yeah, there's a couple of
shows and everything. Yeah.
A couple of sailing days where you don't have a port of call. And yeah, there's plenty to do.
So how do people get involved with this now?
All right. So we're working with Step Into Adventure Travel. And Susan Brown is our travel agent. And if you have a pen or pencil handy, I'll repeat this a couple of times. Her phone number is 815-814-6864. You can also email her. It's susan@stepintoadventure.com. So let me repeat those. Phone number 815-814-6864. Email susan@stepintoadventure.com. And she'll be on the show with me this afternoon. We're planning on having her on this afternoon on the afternoon show, probably about 5:30 after the 5:30 news, and she'll talk all about it and the fares and discounts and all that kind of thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So we hope.
And when is it, by the way?
Say again?
When is the cruise?
June 18th through 25th of next year. So, perfect time to go. We went in June 2 years ago. Perfect time to go.
What do they fly you into? Like Seattle?
Seattle.
Yep. Seattle.
Yeah. And I highly recommend, it's not necessary, but I highly recommend getting to Seattle a day early, at least a day early. We went 2 days early and just checked out Seattle, but you don't want to get up that morning and say, oh, my cruise is at 4 o'clock, and then your plane is delayed.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss the ship. So I would go a day early if I were you.
Sounds good, Kurt.
Well, it's going to be fun.
We're going to be talking more about
this. Sounds good.
You got a whole year.
Thanks, Don.
Oh, it's a year.
Next June, yeah. But today's the first day the cabins go on sale, and she only can have them secured for 60 days.
When they're gone, they're gone.
When they're gone, they're gone.
All right, my friend.
Thanks, Don.